Shares of travel platform Trivago are on the move after better than expected earnings. The quarter checked a lot of boxes for the bulls. Qualified referrals rose 54%. The company swung to an operating profit from a loss a year ago, and referral sales rose in all of Trivago's regions. Joining us for more on the results is Trivago CEO Axel Hefer. Yahoo Finance's Brad Smith is here as well. Good morning to you both. Axel, we've been all morning long talking about companies still calling out impacts from the pandemic into this year. Have you seen any just change in trends in your business so far this year compared to what you saw in the fourth quarter?
And so far, we obviously are still heavily impacted by the pandemic, but we do believe that we are at a turning point right now. And you do see that across many, many countries, politicians in particular are now moving into activities that treat the pandemic more as endemic, opening basically up and accepting a much higher number of cases, given that Omicron is much less severe. So not yet, but we are almost there.
Axel, more on that particularly, you noted within the earnings reports that many governments moving towards accepting the COVID-19 pandemic as endemic. What pace are you looking at in terms of the acceleration that business may see getting back to some of those 2019 or pre-pandemic levels?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, but the one thing that we've learned actually in 2020 and 2021 in the summer is that people do want to travel, and that it's basically a basic need to break out of the routine. And in particular, with working from home, the routine is a big challenge for many of us. So once governments are opening up, we do expect, like in the last 2 years, a surge in travel demand. It will not be evenly distributed, but closer to home, well-known destinations will surge very, very quickly from our perspective. What is, though, a challenge is the labor shortages that you currently see across the travel universe. And that is for the summer. I think what will be much more determining on the overall revenues that will be generated, how quickly can actually providers of services ramp up their staff. And we will move from a demand shortage to a supply shortage very, very soon.
Axel, it's Julie here. I wanted to ask, because you all have price comparison tools on your site, what you're seeing on that front. We've been talking a lot about price pressures and inflation. What kind of trends are you seeing in travel prices? And are we seeing any abating of the rise that we have seen?
Prices are rising. I mean, that's absolutely the case already, even though the demand is not fully back. So we do expect different strategies by different providers for the next couple of months, some keeping prices lower and reducing services, some increasing prices. But for the next year and in the years to come, we do expect increasing prices for sure.
Axel, I think it would be amazing to know, for the sake of this conversation and the amount of referral traffic and advertising and revenue that comes in from that, what the significance of meta search is for the company's future from this point too, and how that's going to continue to be a priority over at Trivago.
Meta search is our core offering, and let's be honest, I mean, everybody wants to compare prices and save money. And in a world where prices are increasing and will increase quite significantly in the next couple of years, we do believe that the value of comparing prices will actually go up. And that's why we are, for 2022, focus on our core value proposition and innovating in the core product.
Certainly. And then just lastly as well, while we have you, considering we have been looking at some of the different sources of revenue, where they're coming in from, and particularly how you get back to some of the travelers that have checked out and the travelers that, quite frankly, are looking for new hotel experiences and booking experiences, where do you even look across and urge some of the platforms that you work with too for those bookings to add on more of those compelling offerings? What are you able to see in the data that kind of shows the evolution of how customers are looking to book, where they're looking to book, and the type of experiences that they're looking for within that too?
Yeah, we've seen the pandemic a shift to apartments away from hotels, and a shift to more nature destinations, so away from the crowds, to the beaches, to the mountains. We do expect with the new normal starting very soon in most of the markets, a return to city trips and a return to a more normal mix of hotels versus apartments. That, I think, is for the next 12 months the biggest trend and the biggest shift in the overall market. The other thing that we also do expect is that more niche and long-haul destinations will recover last because the uncertainty of getting there and in particular returning is the highest.
All right, Trivago CEO Axel Hefer, always nice to see you. We'll talk to you soon. Yahoo Finance's Brad Smith, thank you for bringing us that interview.